The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Always a pleasure to be joined by News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly. She's on one of her rare visits to Ireland at the moment. She's ready to answer your tech questions. Get them in at 087 1400 106. But what we principally want to talk about, firstly, is the second generation of Sky Glass TV.
Yes.
Do you like it?
I do really like it. So the first iteration came out last year, and the idea with this was to get rid of the set-top box, the separate device that you'd have to plug into your telly to get access to your content. We know that people are watching more and more streaming. So the way the Sky operating system works is that it pulls content from your Netflix, your Disney, your live TV. So if you're looking for a movie starring Liam Neeson, you can speak into the remote saying Liam Neeson. And from live TV and all the streamers, it'll pull the content into one place so you can find exactly what it is that you want to watch rather than spending hours clicking through. What they've done this time is they've made a few tweaks to the original TV. So you still have your same size options. You can get the 43-inch, a 55-inch or a 63-inch TV. And from there, you are getting a beautiful screen. So they've made upgrades in terms of the quality of the screen. It now has 4K Ultra HD Quantum Dot, which, as you know, Ivan, means that it's a much better picture quality. The blacks
Indeed.
Are... Yeah, I knew you were going to say it. I just didn't want to take the words out of your mouth. The blacks look blacker. The content looks great. What I would say is the first thing I watched, me being me, was Harry Potter. And what I would say is I would tweak around with the different modes that are on the TV. So there are specific modes for sport, for gaming, for movies. For example, if you're watching Cheltenham later on, you'd want to put the sport mode on just to ensure you're getting the most out of the screen. Also, you have a better sound bar built into the TV now, which I noticed last time with this with the original Sky Glass, we had separate speakers. So we had the TV, but it was coming out separate speakers because we just wanted that clarity. This now has an integrated soundbar that supports Dolby Atmos. And there's also a subwoofer built in. So you're getting that sort of deep, groany bass sound when you're watching a movie, and it adds to the drama. I have to say, look.
Steady on, groany.
You're such a pup. My mother is listening. Do you mind? Sorry, that's Ivan, not
okay.
me.
So the sound is better. Is that what you're saying?
It's very groany. Also, you have all of the good stuff that you'd like from the Sky operating system. The key thing with the Sky Glass that people need to remember is the fact that you don't have that set-top box anymore means when you hit record, if you're recording a show, you're not downloading the content. What you're doing is you're adding it to the playlist. So, like we had a few weeks ago, if you have no internet access because of a storm or whatever reason, your telly won't work. You need to have consistent internet access for the content to come through the TV. So that is something to bear in mind.
So on the Sky that I have at home,
yes,
and we've a new, because the old box, the set-top box went and we got a new one, there is a dish outside. And so therefore the internet can be down, but Sky will still work.
Yes.
Right. So are you saying without the dish, actually, if the internet goes down, you're banjaxed.
You're banjaxed. No. And it is something. Now, look, I wouldn't have fantastic internet where I live, but we get through the majority of time. It's just something to bear in mind. But that point around not needing a dish is really important. If you have an internet cable, you do have to have a minimum speed. So check that beforehand. But I have to say, I really like it. It's not cheap. So
the money, yeah. What's the money?
The money, yeah. So the smallest version, which is the 43-inch, is starts at just under €800. The 65-inch is coming in at around €1,300, just shy of €1,400. So it is expensive. You have the option to buy the TV outright, or you can pay it off over either 24 or 48 months. It depends on what way you want to do it. If you decide, if you buy the TV outright and you decide you want to move provider from Sky, the TV is yours. It will work with other bits and pieces, but you will lose some of the functionality. You'll lose access to the Sky operating system. Overall, though, although the tweaks are minor, I do think it is an improvement, and I am a big fan.
All right. Now, Ticketmaster in the news in terms of the number of complaints. There was big controversy about the Oasis ticketing.
Yes.
And what is the story here?
So the story is we have stats today. So the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission said that Ticketmaster was the most complained about company last year. It was the top of the list that caused consumers to interact with them. Around 615 consumers got onto them about Ticketmaster. Not all of them were complaints, but some of them were were just querying around their rights when it comes to that dynamic pricing. Now, people may remember this. Tickets were advertised at being a certain price, but when they went to buy them, they were multiples of that.
This dynamic pricing.
Exactly.
As they got scarcer, they got more expensive.
Exactly it. So I know myself that we were trying to get tickets, and when we eventually got through, the only ones that were available were 500, 600, 700 euro.
Ridiculous.
It was bananas money. People were very frustrated by it. Now, what's important to note is that dynamic pricing has been around for quite a while. If you've tried to use any of the taxi apps in recent months, you'll know that if you're trying to get a taxi at 11 o'clock on a Friday night when everybody else is, the fare will be higher within the apps. It's that supply and demand. It's caused massive consternation. People are still very frustrated, very angry about it. We know the gigs are coming up this summer. In the UK, in the last number of weeks, Ticketmaster actually cancelled some tickets that were resold through unofficial means. So just over the coming weeks and months, don't be tempted. Don't buy tickets from unofficial sources. Don't part with hundreds or thousands of euro to get your paws on the tickets. Just stay wise.
Okay.
But it is interesting to see that the CCPC has received a sizable number of complaints and queries about the dynamic pricing over the last year.
Okay, I go for the you know, corporate
freebies.
Yeah. Okay, a couple of questions for you. First question in two parts. I have an old desktop Mac around 2012, which is very slow and needs to change. I only use Gmail internet, watching TV, no gaming. First, I was wondering if there might be a trade-in value on Mac. Second, would like a basic enough laptop, but I'd also like to add separate screen keyboard and mouse. Any suggestions?
Okay, so the first point, there would be some trade-in value on the Mac. It depends on the quality and the internal spec. What I would suggest you do is get on to the likes of, you can either get onto Apple itself and put in the unique identifier associated with the Mac and they'll give you a price for it. You could also get onto outlets like Back from the Future, which is based here in Dublin, and they might be able to give you a price. In terms of a laptop for your needs, it sounds to me that you'd get away with a Chromebook. I'm a big fan of the Asus Chromebook. They are very affordable. Sometimes you can get one for less than €350. It'll have the ports on it so that you can connect an external monitor. Again, you can get one for very, very cheap. In terms of the mouse, I'm a big fan of the Microsoft Arc mouse. It's a little bit expensive, but it's very comfortable to use. And you may well get a discount if you buy all together. It completely depends on where you go.
Finally, Stephen asks, "Hi Jess, I believe there's some issue with Google Chromecast Generation 3 or earlier. Is this just a bug? And if so, any idea when it will be fixed? Or is it Google phasing out older devices?"
No, this is such a headache. So many people have been impacted by it. It's actually as a result of a security update lag. So there was a security certificate that ran out of it essentially expired. And now people are getting an error update. Google has said that they are aware of this issue and they are working on a fix. They've advised people to not do a factory set. So do not do a factory reset of your device, and they will push out information. We will have updates when that fix is available, but hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later.
And the tech show is on it.
The tech show is on Saturday at 5, and I have an interview with TikTok about new changes that they're making to try and keep younger people safe on the platform. I'll have an update about that on The Hard Shoulder this afternoon, but you can hear the full interview this Saturday at 5 p.m.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.